anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery and murder. It is not a war of each against all. Anarchists stand for anarchy, anti-capitalism, anti-racism, anti-authoritarianism, internationalism, autonomy, direct democracy, ecology, self-organization, solidarity, anti-fascism, anti-neoliberalism, anti-nationalism, atheism, equality, and freedom.
Tune in to Subversion 1312, the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Tuesday from 9 till 10 p.m. on 102.1 FM or streaming 4ZZZFM.org.au.
How about trying this future on for size?
Good evening. Welcome to Subversion 1312.
Wow.
Yeah.
So many ways you can say it.
Yeah.
1312.
Yeah, that's got a good ring to it. Yeah.
Rolls off the top of the tongue.
It does indeed. You're on 4ZZZ.
Mm-hmm.
Or 4ZZZ1.
Z.
And tonight we've got a exciting show coming up, and the reason why it's exciting, well, it's always exciting, of course, but today we have some interviews from Barcelona, from Spain, and we have a new correspondent, Renee.
Yes.
From Enough is Enough, which is a news organization, an anarchist media organization. Enough is Enough dot Enough is Enough 14.org.
I don't know what numbers after it either.
Yeah, I don't
enough
actually
is
know.
14.
Yeah, I don't know what the 14 is significant. Why it's significant?
Okay, well that would be a question that we could ask her.
That's right, him.
Him.
So if 1312 is ACAB, 14 is AD.
AD, yeah.
Who knows what that means? Anyway, so we've got interviews with three different anarchist people from three different anarchist organizations. Actually, four different anarchist people are speaking from three different anarchist organizations. But before that, there was the big announcement last week that came on Wednesday that the same-sex marriage survey had returned a positive result.
It was massive.
For same-sex marriages.
Yeah, well, it was like 60% to 38%. So it wasn't like a landslide victory, but it was a victory, you know. 62, we can feel really good about that.
Was it 61.6 or something?
Yeah, oh my God. It was such a great day. It was massive. Like, me and everyone I know were, like, crying. Like, it was so emotional.
And for me, it is about, yeah, it's just about acceptance and not being, like, a dickhead to people.
Yeah.
If people come back and they actually said, yeah, we're okay with people being gay, basically.
Yeah, like, 62% of Australians are, like, think we are worthwhile people.
Yeah, so that was good. The most amusing thing was Bob Catter's reaction to that on the ABC Insiders show, and we're going to listen to it now.
And a final observation on the same-sex marriage debate from Bob Catter.
I mean, you know, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. You know, I mean, let there be a thousand blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned. You know, but I ain't spending any time on it, because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
So we should put the whole country on hold until we sort out that particular
problem. It makes
a
very compelling point.
There we go.
It's the way he, like, switches from being, oh, blossoms bloom, and then, but I'm not spending any more time. It's comical. It's like, you remember that show Fast Forward?
Mm.
It was like a parody. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, so I've put a link to the video to a YouTube clip of that on our program page on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au, so version 1312. I guess what it shows is that he sort of didn't really want to be saying the first thing.
No. Maybe that's why he didn't want to be asked about it. And
yeah.
And then he suddenly changed his tune. It was...
So I started going on about crocodiles.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge problem.
Well, what did he say? Every month?
Yeah.
People are getting...
There's someone
ripped one person apart or something. More... So it's 12 a year.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But it's like, you know, the crocodiles could take gay people too.
Hmm. Well, it's not really relevant to the issue of same-sex marriage.
No, it's not at all, but yeah. Gay people are in danger of the crocodiles as well.
At weddings. At their wedding.
Yeah, at their weddings.
Or on their honeymoon.
Yes.
Mm.
And we have Nathan in the studio tonight. How are you?
Good.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah. So we're going to go to a song now, and then we'll get into this issue of anarchists and Catalonian independence. Also on today's show, we have All Cops Are Bastards, Bad Cop, No Donuts. And we're going to be talking about the refugee issue on Manus Island again. And that's it.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
That's well, it. That's very exciting.
Yeah, I had a brain freeze. What a great show. Yeah. I was just thinking about the crocodiles.
Brain freeze.
Yeah. We're going to hear from Combat Wombat now and Babylon Time Bomb.
Babylon time bomb, ticking 12 noon to a tune of this. Humanity needing.
That was Babylon Time Bomb by Combat Wombat. You're on for Triple Z. Subversion 1312. And we have three interviews or segments from interviews from Spain. Our comrade Rene from Enough is Enough is in Spain right now doing interviews, and he sent me those interviews. So I've edited it so we can play that. And this gives a good introduction into the anarchist position on the independent ballot, that they voted for independence, just like the kind of like the survey, the same-sex marriage survey, yeah, in that the Spanish state has rejected that result and are trying to stop it. And there's been a lot of repression and police repression.
Yeah.
So first of all, we've got OCA Gracia. That's an organization in Barcelona. And this is to people speaking from there.
What were the main reasons for you to get involved, if you are involved, in the process of the independence?
Independence has a lot of history in Catalonia. And the thing is that for so many years, the idea of independence was very linked with leaving the state of Spain, with breaking with the fascist characteristics of the Spanish state. Was very linked to left-wing ideas, mostly. In 2011, the right party, Convergencia y Unión, started taking the independence thing as something important on their agenda, as something attractive to get votes, and the independence thing starts being something mainstream. For us, the thing of being kind of involved in this is mostly to get back those ideas. We are involved because we think it's powerful to use all this phase that Catalonia is leaving to promote ideas like breaking with the power of the state, and empowering people onto self-organization, and bringing alive anarchist ideas, like questioning the law, questioning what is legitimate and what is legal. This is something that a lot of people is questioning nowadays. And we like to promote these ideas, not the idea of creating a new republic, a new capitalistic state, but the idea of breaking Spain, of breaking with this big political and economic force that Spain is, and all the fascist ideas that it has held for so many years.
I think it's interesting to know also that the when the right takes the independence into their program in 2011, in the same year, 2011, in May, it was the 15M, the movement, and the political institutions and the economy was very deslegitimated. In the 15M, the people, there was a big demonstration to siege, to revolta.
To surround?
In June 2011, it was a big demonstration to surround Catalan Parliament because they were voting tax cuts that day. And the president, Artur Mas, to came in helicopter to Parliament. It was a lot of police violence, and the institutions were really, really between the sword and the wall. And especially the capitalism and neoliberalism way. And they say that if we take the flag of the independence, we can distract people and hide the social material living conditions and the effects of our neoliberal politics, which having enemies between the people.
There are many different groups, initiatives and parties who are part of the independence movement. Can you tell us something about your views on these different groups?
Yeah, in the independence movement, it's the whole political spectrum inside, from anarchists to fascists. There's also Catalan fascists, but very small. But there are neoliberal, communist, social democrat, conservative. These are all the ideologies have a representation in Catalonia. And obviously, it's different the neoliberal republic the state want to create the right or the center left, and the council republic who wants the radical left or the flick like the coup.
That was two comrades from.
So they're Spanish.
Osa. Gracia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was looking at their Facebook page, and it's called Assemblea Libertaria Oja de Gracia. Most of it's in Spanish, but some of it's in English. And what actually struck me when I was looking at this, because they're talking about fascists and fascists attacking in Barcelona, is that they really have a problem. It's same with what we're talking about with Italy a few weeks ago. Fascism is a real problem, and violence from fascists is a real problem.
Yeah.
And in Brisbane, people are a bit blasé about fascism, and perhaps even venue owners are not so worried about who books their venues.
Yeah, and you had a thing about that today, didn't you?
Yes, but we won't mention any names.
No.
But the point...
But it's about, venues being willing to, hire their venues out to...
Whoever.
To whoever, including Nazis or, extremist organisations.
Yeah. Or even organisations which don't really suit the interests of the people who that venue is catered to serve.
Yeah.
Both as performers and as patrons. We're going to go to a song and then come back and we'll hear from some other comrades in Barcelona about their views on the Spanish referendum. It's pretty exciting to have these interviews and hear these thoughts. We're going to hear Viva la Revolution.
Tarde para abrir, si hoy empezamos de nuevo a vivir. Si quieren poner cadenas en tu vida, sabes que hay que romperlas cada día. Si crees en la libertad, hoy es el momento de empezar a cantar. Cada día que pasa cuando sale el sol, momento, están grabados en tu pensamiento.
was Viva la Revolución, and that's a Spanish Revolution song. And the Spanish Revolution is a major reason why anarchists are so interested in Spain and why there's so many active anarchists in Spain.
Because they have a history of revolutions.
Yes.
That's why they came up with that song, Viva la Revolución.
Yeah, that was a song of from...
back in the day.
From that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and before the actual revolution, there was a lot of anarchist organizing going on, which made the revolution possible. We're going to hear an interview now from Negras Tempesti. And they're an anarchist collective from the Saints neighborhood in Barcelona. They are active in Saints CDR, which is a local defense committee in Saints. These are the committees that defended the polling stations during the referendum on October the 1st. And they are having many assemblies where they bring social issues from an anarchist point of view.
Well, it was really difficult because we came for an anarchist culture in our past. So when the Catalanists are talking about the situation, they normally don't refer at Catalonia. They use la terra. They use the land. And
the territory.
Yeah, the territory. And then they started to talk about the Catalan Republic. And it was like, okay, it seems something not very important, but the language is starting to change. So a base culture of self-organization could change by names. They take the names, the power take the names, and then make them, and they could rewrite the significance of this. For example, talking about solidarity with mass, so something crazy. Okay, he's rich, he don't need solidarity. Solidarity need people of the streets that were attacked by police at the referendum, and they have troubles at court. I mean, that's the point, not the rich people. Also, it was difficult because there were a mix of ideas. Some of center, some of soft left, some of soft right with ideas. And, well, also there's CUP, Candidaturas de Unidad Popular. It's a left-right party with no dubs. I think I work at with them. They work at with us at some points that we could be comfortable. And it's like, okay, they are there, and they are not making a stupid politics. They are at the same time at the parliament, at the same time at the streets. For example, when there was the problem at Cambias, the politicians, they stayed in front of the police because they are politicians and police can't hit them. So it was very difficult because we also don't want a state. But yeah, I have my language, I have my culture, and the Spanish government tries to smash it. For example, they are now trying to destroy the model of Catalan education. Okay, it's a crap model of education, it's a capitalist model, but at least it's a model that let the language survive. So, and for us the language is the most important, because our language was forbidden from 1714 until 1980s. So, and this period, it was only legal to speak Catalan at the First Republic 1 year, and at the Second Republic it was, we could say, 8 years. So it's for us it's very important. We don't take an opposition that we will support, but we are in support against the first team, against the police attacks, and also we support the free of the speech. So sometimes and at many places we are together with the independentists, because there are base rights that are in danger. And also inside the independentists there are different ideas. So, for example, it's not the same idea for Convergencia, right now PDeCAT, and, for example, CUP. CUP is more comfortable with an organization like in Rojava. So, yeah, looking at this kind of possibility, it could be nice. But, well, we are not... a very close group. There are many small groups in Barcelona, so everyone have his own idea. Everyone have his own position, and it's quite difficult to have a common position about.
So that was a comrade from Negros Tempest talking about the Spanish the Catalonian Revolution. Nary vote, which was to secede from Spain. And thanks again to Renee from Enough is Enough for giving us that. And you'll be able to find their cut of the interviews on enoughisenough14.org. And also, because I knew some people would want to hear the whole interview.
Yeah, I do.
1 hour long.
Yeah.
That they're going to be publishing that as well. And this show will be up on the 4ZZZ website on demand, and also on our website, which is autonomousactionradio.com.
Yeah.
We're going to hear a quick song and come back and hear from a person in MBAT who's talking about this issue as well. This is Alerta, Alerta Antifascista by Sin Dios.
La lucha contra el fascismo es la lucha por la libertad, contra el racismo, el sexismo, el capital y toda autoridad. ¡Alerta! ¡Alerta antifascista!
Alerta, Alerta, Antifascista. Wow. And I said it was a short song.
It was short. How short was that?
1 minute and 58 seconds.
Well, you don't get songs like that anymore.
No, except maybe on the 4ZZZ punk show.
Yeah.
Which is on from 8 till 10 p.m. on Monday nights.
I'm enjoying the Spanish theme of today's show.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's fun. It's good to have a change.
Makes me want to click my fingers.
Yes, and I guess there's going to be now also there'll be other songs coming out from this particular happening, which is the independence vote in Catalonia. And we've got the third interview now answering the question on what's their stance on the independence vote. So this is from an anarchist perspective, and it's from a group called M. Bert.
How did you react when the independence movement came up and was getting stronger? Because I guess it wasn't easy to find a position on what to do in this situation.
I'm from Ambat, and we, as we are people that are from different generations, we have a real connection and knowledge of the independence movement even before that it was stronger as it is. So I don't know, maybe the left independence movement is from the, I think that 82 or 86 or something like that. So there's a lot of background for them. And this question about what do you think about independence or the emancipation of Catalonia or something like that, it's something that it was very present in our organization from the beginning, even before its creation, you know. So when it happened, we already had our point of view and our position about that, so it wasn't difficult for me to take a stand about it. Because, well, I don't know if I have to explain all what we think about that, but our position was that about this self-determination stuff, that's a thing, like an idealist position that you can have, mostly visual in other, like, you know, more clear colonies, like maybe Algeria or Cuba or something like that, the Philippines. So we just try to make these relations between the colonies and Catalonia. But also we have I think our strongest position is not about this point, it's about a strategic one. And this comes from the restoration of the democracy in 1978. And the fact that with all these 14 years, the Spanish state has I don't know how to say it, to make a fortress with himself, and it's blocking every chance to change anything, even the lightest reformist idea. So we think that to making the Declaration of Independence, it was an opportunity to make this fracture, I don't know, cut or something like that, to make possible to do a new, maybe not a, I don't know, not a, an anarchist society or this confederation stuff, but maybe to change to make the possibility to this even happen, you know. So we understand the Declaration of Independence in that kind of way. Not, it was just a strategic way for the that people could get over to take the streets and to have more empowerment and to have maybe someday the possibility of changing things really. So yeah, that our position when things happen, it was just as this is, but at the same time it wasn't, we weren't very enthusiastic about it, because we think that the society was not prepared. It was taking us to the, I don't know, some independentist ideas, really strong about nationalism and like this interclassist scenario, which was not our stuff. But we understand this as a strategic way anyways. But it was like, maybe I'm gonna vote, this is gonna happen and things will change, maybe not the way that we expect. But yeah, things will gonna change and then we have a new, the chess.
New scenario.
Yeah, new scenario, and then we can do new strategies because this place that we are is completely stalled. We cannot go anywhere.
Wow. So it's really happening.
Yeah.
You know, like they're getting a chance to really be able to make a change in society and influence the independence vote, because there is a feeling that the independence movement is just the middle class, like the this is like a bourgeois kind of movement. But then there's these neighborhood committees and other things that are a chance for anarchists to influence it, and also the police repression, which is happening, the state repression, which is happening, is another reason for anarchists to be involved, and for other people perhaps to see a difference in organizing and in using anarchist ways. So we'll hear one more Anarchist Revolution song because we had a few calls, people enjoying them, and we'll go into Bad Cop, No Donut.
Awesome.
El ejército del Ebro, rumba la rumba la rumba la. El ejército del Ebro, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Una noche el río pasó, ay Carmela, ay Carmela. Una noche el río pasó, ay Carmela, ay Carmela. Pero nada pueden bombar, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Pero nada pueden bombar, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Donde sobra corazón, ay Carmela, ay Carmela. Donde sobra corazón, ay Carmela, ay Carmela. Contraataques muy rabiosos, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Contraataques muy rabiosos, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Deberemos resistir, ay Carmela, ay Carmela. Deberemos resistir, ay Carmela, ay Carmela. Combatimos rumba la rumba la rumba la, pero igual que combatimos rumba la rumba la rumba la, prometemos resistir, ay Carmela, ay Carmela, prometemos resistir, ay Carmela, ay Carmela. El ejército del Ebro, rumba la rumba la rumba la. El ejército del Ebro, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Una noche el río pasó, ay Carmela, ay Carmela. Una noche el río pasó, ay Carmela, ay Carmela. Pero nada pueden bombas, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Pero nada pueden bombas, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Donde sobra corazón, ay Carmela, ay Carmela. Donde sobra corazón, ay Carmela, ay Carmela. Contraataques muy rabiosos, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Contraataques muy rabiosos, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Deberemos resistir, ay Carmela, ay Carmela. Deberemos resistir, ay Carmela, ay Carmela. Combatimos rumba la rumba la rumba la, pero igual que combatimos rumba la rumba la rumba la, prometemos resistir, ay Carmela, ay Carmela, prometemos resistir, ay Carmela.
Bad Cop, No Donut. I've got a story.
What's your story?
Well, it's just that we've been mentioning these can't stand by actions, and there's one on Saturday, meeting at 1:30 at Central Station.
Yeah.
The police rang me to find out who was organising it.
Oh, okay.
And if I had any more information.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it's at 2:30, 2 o'clock on Saturday at central stations all around Australia.
Wow.
And I definitely don't have anything to do with any other organisation of this.
Is that your story?
Yeah, that's my story.
That they rang you up?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah. Just to, you know, like, why? Obviously, I have nothing to do with organising it.
No. So were they trying to get information from you or something?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, they didn't waterboard me, though.
No, good. We wouldn't on that. So we're easing our way into it today. I know Nathan's got a bit of a different one. What's your story, Nath?
Okay. It was a random guess. You're gonna be thinking what it was, but there was assault.
Yeah.
A very bad assault.
Assault.
By a police officer.
Yeah.
Not assault.
Assault.
Not the stuff that gives you heart arteries.
Iodine.
Oh, yeah, heart arteries and iodine.
Yeah. Yeah, so what happened? There was an assault.
And, so this is how it happened, right? There was a lady. It wasn't a man at all.
In a house. And she was having, a domestic problem with her husband? Yeah, and what'd she do?
She, knocked on someone's door, but she found out the person was a cop, undercover cop.
Yeah, and he, what did he tell her?
He said to her, to get fucked, get lost, everything else.
Yeah, so she walked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then what did he do?
He punched her. She bashed her up and kicked her and everything else.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a picture where she's got a blue bruised face. Doesn't look very good. And where was this, Nath?
And it was from a very old country.
Well, it was Ballarat.
Yeah, Ballarat. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a pretty bad thing. I think they're investigating what happened with that police officer who was not on duty at the time, but yeah, as if you would punch someone like that. Thanks for that, Nathan. That's a good one. Yeah. I mean, not a good one in a good way. Like, it's a very unfortunate story.
People have all kinds of proclivities.
Oh, Bob Catter.
Mm.
Even Bob Catter's got proclivities.
Mm, yeah, crocodiles.
Yeah, crocodiles.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, do you have a story, Mark?
No.
Oh, because I did send you a story.
Well, there is a story about the birds. Did you hear about the voting on the birds?
Yeah, that's not got to do with police, but yeah, there's this great thing in The Guardian about voting on Australia's favourite bird, and the ibis is winning. And
yeah.
I think that's good because people don't understand how beautiful ibises are. And they call them bin chickens.
Yeah, well, I heard dirty dump birds.
And I think it's funny, and obviously everyone loves it because they're bin chickens or something, but they're actually really beautiful birds, and the male and female look after the nest, and when they change over from looking after the nest, they do a little ceremony thing.
Oh, do they? A little dance.
Which is amazing. So.
Okay, but, you know, ibises at the dump, like, they look really gross. But ones that don't live at the dump, they're nice and white. You know, they are nice birds, like you're saying.
It's our fault that they have to live at the dump.
Yeah, whereas I was voting for the swallow.
Swallows are beautiful, yes.
And, and then there's kookaburras and stuff. And,
there's the stonebrush curlew.
Yes.
As well, those ones.
Yeah, and there was a really fabulous sounding bird.
Oh, the Chanel.
Yeah, the Chanel build something or other. And then like the magpie and the kookaburra, the emu,
the brolga.
Yeah, these are classic Australian birds, and then you've got other ones that people have never heard of before.
Mm.
Say the scrub turkey.
Yeah, the scrub turkey, which is, I think that's a controversial one because they were raping my chickens, and they rape other people's chickens. And I love the scrub turkeys, but I don't love it when they rape my chickens.
No.
Yeah.
No, we don't. Yeah, the Chanel billed cuckoo.
Yeah, so that's a cuckoo with a designer.
Chanel.
Yeah.
A Chanel bill.
I wonder if it wears Chanel perfume.
Well, obviously. It gets everything from Chanel.
So that's all about appreciating Australia's birds, and I guess that is also about highlighting the dangers Australian birds are facing.
Yeah.
Because of land clearing and development and coal mines and affecting the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's all appreciate the birds of Australia.
Yeah.
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 I do. All the time.
So we're going to hear now from Ferhad Bandesh, who is the refugee who we've been hearing from over the last little while. He's been sending us voice clips, and he's got a song. It's called Flee From War, Our Rights. And that was Flee From War, which was written in the Manus Island Regional Processing Center, which the government tried to close down. Well, basically, I guess they have closed it down. And 420 refugees, around 420 refugees, resisting moving from there because they feel unsafe in the alternative accommodation provided. And actually, the alternative accommodation provided is not yet ready. They know from the few people that have gone there. And also, the SBS television flew a drone over there to see if they were ready or not, and they're not ready. No. But it's also a political act because these men have been in the processing centre for over 4 years, and they exercise their right to seek asylum.
Yeah.
And they are still locked up. So I mentioned last week that we're part of the Channel Zero Network now, which is a podcast network and of anarchists. And I've been in contact with Burst from the Final Store Radio, and he's been interested for quite some time in the issue of the offshore processing of refugees that tried to seek asylum in Australia. And I helped him to get an interview with someone from Manus. And he managed to get an interview with Walid, who's a 24-year-old refugee from Afghanistan. So you can hear that at finalstrawradio.noblogs.org. And thanks very much to Walid. And also thanks to Farhad for also being involved with that. We're going to go out now with our...
Chumbawamba.
That's right.
Classic. Give the anarchist a cigarette.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week. Check out the Anarchy Show online, autonomousactionradio.com. Facebook.com/AnarchyShow4ZZZ, Anarchy_show on Twitter. And on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au.
Can be even applied to the natural environment because we rely upon the natural environment for our survival. But inanimate objects, especially those that are man-made and are used to destroy life, I don't think you can be violent too. I think it's a lot of times more violent to allow them to exist.
There is a certain social process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society. And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then more and more visibly, with more and more support, until, guess what? This seditious, impossible, wrong-headed idea becomes what is known as received opinion, and is loved and valued by the majority.
Conclusion?
In a democracy, the ignorant and meddlesome outsiders, the general population, have to be kept from interfering. They can be spectators, but not participants.
No matter how much legal action you put behind this, people are going to do what they want to do.
Spectators, but not participants.
It's time to talk about censorship.
Send this song to 20 people.
And isn't it stealing?
At your name, don't break the cycle.
From people to people.
Pass it along.
People like MP3s.
Pass it along.
How about trying this future on for size?
It's one for the money.
Spectators, but not participants.
It's one for the money.
Spectators, but not participants.
You can't legislate people's behavior.
We do what we want to do, you know. If they consider that selling out, then